freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. That, again, is freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, as a libertarian, as libertarians, we believe that it's wrong to commit fraud on others, to defraud another individual. We also believe it's wrong to use force on others, to harm someone else.
To initiate force, right.
Or to steal someone else's property.
Mm-hmm.
The initiation of force is a bad thing. And so that's why I get so upset when I hear stories like we talked about in hour number two, with the DEA this week raiding 11 medical marijuana dispensaries in California. No arrests, no charges filed, just the DEA kicking in doors, stealing marijuana and cash from legitimate business owners. And by proxy, stealing marijuana from those people who would have come to bought it, those those sick individuals with AIDS and cancer and glaucoma and multiple sclerosis, just to name a few of the diseases that that marijuana can assist with. Those individuals were supposed to go and buy their pot, and then they discovered their stores had been shut down, that there was no pot to buy. And what does that mean for them, Mark? What do they have to do in that case?
Well, whatever the symptom is that the pot's treating, in a lot of cases it's nausea, so to get people to eat, they're going to be not eating and therefore wasting away.
Well, now my presumption would be that they still would want to buy their pot, so they'd have to call up a street dealer.
Oh.
One of the black market dealers, and purchase the pot from them.
Yeah, I wonder.
At twice the price, or...
Yeah, I guess that's what they're going to have to do.
Right. So, and the DEA coming in there, taking 100 boxes of merchandise away, probably thousands of dollars in cash. We just finished up a story about how the DEA has been investigated by the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General, and discovered that they just don't fill out reports when they collect a bunch of cash. When they do a drug bust and there's $1 million there, they'll just forget to count it, or they won't count it in front of somebody. They'll just write a number down on a piece of paper, if they even bother to file the appropriate paperwork that they're supposed to file. There's all kinds of... The DEA is rife with corruption. As you suggested, Mark, it may go from the bottom to the top of the organization, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. These people are untouchable.
This kind of, I'm sorry, they're confiscating a lot of cash. It's a vice squad. Of course they're confiscating a lot of cash. And if they don't have excellent, but in this case, even rudimentary tracking of cash, there's corruption everywhere.
And think about how easy it is for them. I mentioned that, now they don't have to do investigations. They can just open up the phone book, find the medical marijuana dispensaries, and go there and bust them. But also, they also don't really have to be too concerned about any sort of a gunfight either. I mean, when you kick in the door of a drug dealer, someone, a black market drug dealer,
right,
if he's a major player, there's a chance that he doesn't want to go to jail and that he's going to shoot you as a police officer, if you're doing that raid. There's a much lower chance that a business owner, a legitimate business person, is going to go out guns a-blazing.
Yeah, absolutely. They just,
So it's a walk in the park. It's like taking candy from a baby.
It really is. And they're not even arresting anybody. It's just the craziest part.
It's disgusting, and it needs to be stopped. And if the state governments won't stop it, then I really wish somebody else would. Let's go to the phones and talk to Crystal in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
I just wanted to comment. I have always been one of those people that was against marijuana use.
Mm-hmm.
And I was diagnosed with small cell carcinoma in my right lung,
mm-hmm,
about 3 months ago. And I have been in excruciating pain ever since. It's cancer, and there's no drug on the market that's helping me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So a good friend of mine made me pot brownies one night, and it works. And
what does it do? Yeah, first of all, what are the symptoms of
small cell carcinoma,
and what does marijuana do for you?
I have a persistent cough. I cough up blood and mucus constantly.
Oh, gosh.
I have a pain in my chest that feels like someone is always stabbing me. I get maybe 5 or 10 minutes of relief every now and then.
And well, how do you get the relief? Just it just goes away? Or just,
it briefly lets up.
Are you able to sleep?
Very brief.
Are you able to sleep with this kind of pain?
Barely.
Yeah? You wake up all the time?
I'm always awake with it, and I can't keep food down now because I'm always in pain.
Are you able to work?
I work from home, and I'm able to manage that, but not much.
That's fortunate. Now, what happened when you tried the marijuana brownies for the first time?
I felt relief within 30 minutes.
What specifically?
Real relief.
From what portion of the discomfort were you feeling relief from?
The pain subsided.
The stabbing pain?
I could take a real breath again.
Wow. Now, you're not pulling our chain, right? I mean,
no.
This is just it. See,
I never believed it worked. I thought people were crazy.
You thought it was just a bunch of people that wanted to get high.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, I mean, that's what so many people think. It's, oh, yep. Come on, marijuana. Everybody wants to smoke marijuana. But, you know, it helps people. It really does. And if she says it helps her with her pain, who the hell are you to say otherwise?
Absolutely.
Exactly. And you can't tell me that it doesn't work. You're not living my pain, and it's wrong for them. California did a good thing 10 years ago.
Yep.
The DEA is really screwing them over.
There are a bunch of bad, bad people at the DEA. They deserve to be punished. And I wish somebody would have the courage to fight back against these violent thugs breaking and entering and stealing people's property.
I couldn't agree with you
now,
more.
Crystal, you're in Iowa. There's no medical marijuana provisions there, is there?
There's no provisions here, and I break the law just to
feel better.
I don't
blame you. You got to do what you. Now, just a quick question: how long does the pain subside when you dose on a marijuana brownie? What sort of what's the length of relief that you receive?
You're not going to believe this, but I get relief up to 24 hours.
I believe that.
I've been on Dilaudid, Vicodin, Sentinel, Oxycodone.
It's all the drug companies' poisons that they put
exactly.
out there. Of course pot works better.
The doctors have given me all of that, and the only thing that works any amount of time is Dilaudid, and that's a heavy narcotic. You cannot function on Dilaudid.
Right, you're doped up.
And you only get about 4 hours of relief. Hmm. With pot, I can work, I can go to school, I can function with my friends. I'm not angry because I'm in pain all the time.
Right.
Wow.
It's hard to be in pain all the time. It's hard to be nice to your significant other. It's hard to be nice
to
your kids when you're in pain all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. And they just don't realize what they're doing. I can't imagine the frustration those people felt going, okay, well, I got to stop by the pharmacy and grab my dose so that I can get through the rest of the day. And then they get there and...
shut down.
It's completely shut down.
You know, Crystal, I imagine it's very difficult for you to have this... this cancer, this pain in your chest all the time. Now, are you able to sleep from, I guess normally it's difficult to sleep, and then if you have the pot brownies and ingest the marijuana, you're able to sleep?
Yes, sir. I sleep pretty well for a good 6 to 8 hours after I've had them.
Mm.
And I make it with the butter, and I put it in my oatmeal or my grits or whatever.
Wow.
It just makes it really easy. I mean, I just cook with it.
Thank goodness your friend approached you with that suggestion.
And it works. I really never thought it worked, but it does.
Crystal, thank you for the story. We really appreciate hearing from you. And if you get a chance, we would love to have you send in your photo for the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks, Crystal. Awesome story. 800-259-9231. It just really, I have heard so many stories over time from people, and in person as well.
Because
it's one thing to have someone call a radio show and make some claims. I have no reason to disbelieve Crystal, considering all of the other stories that I've heard from people personally who've told me face-to-face that they get help from marijuana, too.
And Crystal, the woman who just called in, she is the kind of person that the DEA is hurting when they raid these businesses. These are the people that benefit from these medical... marijuana stores.
The DEA might as well just hate people like Crystal.
You know, just cause her to be in stabbing pain all the time where she can't think and can't sleep.
Well, that's what you should have. You shouldn't be
able
to get
marijuana's evil. It's just a damn plant.
1-800-259-9231. It is truly a tragedy. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 18, 2007, gold $635.60, ounce gold coins $655.86, $330.48 for half, $165.24 for quarter ounce coins at $655.86, $330.48, and $165.24.
1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and that does include the bulletin board system. We've got over 165,000 posts. We've got over 1,300 people interacting. It's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? The war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum.
You know, it just can't happen soon enough, Mark. With stories like we're talking about this hour and last hour, with the DEA raiding 11 marijuana dispensaries in California, just going in, taking people's pot and money and leaving. With the DEA, a report from the government itself, discovering that the DEA doesn't even bother to fill out the paperwork on the cash that they seize. They don't count the cash. If they do count the cash, they don't count it in front of witnesses. Obvious, rampant corruption, and nothing is done about it. Nothing. They're just a bunch of violent thugs, plain and simple. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brian in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's Brian, libertarian in San Francisco.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
I wanted to wholeheartedly agree with your comment about these guys being thugs. But,
yep.
I wanted to point out they're essentially sentencing people to death here.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've basically participated a lot in volunteer work with people with HIV and AIDS in San Francisco, in other cities around the world. And a lot of these people are within hours or days of dying, simply because of the side effects of these really harsh chemotherapies that are used to, you know, help people with HIV.
Sure.
And I have seen people get basically off their deathbeds because of marijuana-based treatment.
Really?
They start to eat. They start to go out and exercise. They start to, they rejoin daily life.
What was hopeless is no longer with marijuana, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And it's not just something that, you know, has happened in a very carefully controlled environment. It's a very common thing. The problem is people who are, diagnosed with HIV or other areas, they're vulnerable. They don't have the kind of influence in the federal government that the folks who are pushing the war have.
They also don't have a lot of cash to hire lawyers.
That's right. I mean, they really can't go out and say, hey, this is wrong. I mean, they're too weak. They're too sick. They're busy trying to figure out how they're going to survive. So essentially what they're doing is taking the last 5 or 6 active years of people's lives and saying, you know what, you don't deserve that because I don't like it.
Yeah, that is essentially what they're doing. And since they're not charging anyone with anything, no one can challenge it in court.
That's right. And the people who are most suffering just have no public profile.
Right. It's so cowardly. I mean, they're going after the weakest of people here.
Yep.
It's
typical of bullies, though, right? That's what
they
do.
If they really wanted to do something, you know, they could go after, some cocaine warlords or something like that.
Right.
Walk in there with Tony Montana and his hyped up on coke and his automatic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go after cancer patients.
But he can fight back.
Right.
That just goes to show
they're
such
just bullies. Just
such
the
cowards.
Lowest scum. Any other thoughts for us, Brian?
That was pretty much it. Just wanted to tell you guys to keep up the good work.
Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. I was listening to Eric Scott. We've had him on the show in the past here on Free Talk Live. He does a show locally here in Keene. Listening to a show that he did based on the email that we read the other night from Toby, where he'd emailed his local representative about the medical or about the marijuana issue, decriminalization, and the representative wrote him back and essentially called him stupid. The representative snitched him out to the cops. He suggested that he roll over on his friends. I mean, it was just a despicable email, and we read it here on the air. And that's what Eric was talking about on his show, and it led to a discussion of marijuana. And one guy called in and said, after making several objections to legalizing marijuana, he said he just didn't understand why, with all of the other issues in the world, people focus on marijuana. He just didn't understand it.
Well, it's fine and everything. I sort of understand where he's coming from. Marijuana's not the biggest issue in the world to me, but who are you to say that this shouldn't be addressed?
Well, the reason why people are addressing this issue, the reason why people care about this issue, is because there are millions of Americans who are affected by this. I understand that there are probably people listening to this show right now who've never smoked a joint in their entire lives, who've never really even come in contact with marijuana, and to them, it's like a whole other world. It's not part of their life, and they don't understand what the big deal is. But for the millions of Americans who have smoked and are current marijuana smokers, or are like Crystal in Iowa, who is a marijuana consumer for medicinal purposes, this is a really important issue. This is a life or death issue, as Brian just pointed out, for a number of
people. For some, yes.
Not only is it a life or death issue for the medicinal patients, but it's also a life or death issue for you, even if you don't realize it. Because as you pointed out, Mark, there was one time when someone cut the top off of your convertible down in Florida just so they could get into your car to root around for some cash or a car stereo or something like that because they wanted to go out and sell it so they could get some money to buy some drugs. The war on drugs is an issue that affects every American, whether they realize it or not. And some of us have realized it. Many people who fight for marijuana decriminalization haven't ever smoked a joint. They don't know anything about marijuana, but they know the consequences of prohibition, and they know that they're put at risk as a result of prohibition, and darn it, they don't appreciate that. And so they've joined in the fight.
Yeah.
It is really important. The Fourth Amendment's been flushed down the drain. Your right to privacy? No more. As a result of the war on drugs. So there's plenty of reasons why, as an average American who's a good little citizen and doesn't smoke pot or doesn't break any laws, that you also should be concerned about this. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in Georgia. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live. Joe, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, it's great. I'm enjoying the show today. And, you know, I do believe in what you guys are talking about tonight very, very strongly. Marijuana, the anti-drug. Look it up on the net and see how many doctors are saying people have been able to get off of this or get off of that, get off of high blood pressure medicine and all that. But what I really called about was I was disturbed. First time listening to you guys last night, and your absolute denial of the concept of the New World Order. It's something they call themselves. George H.W. Bush spelled it out in
his
Union address.
Right, he said it one
He said it one time because he didn't want too much focus on it. Before that, it was called New Order of the Ages. It's printed on the back of every dollar bill. Look at the dollar bill. It is filled with subversive use of sacred symbolism.
Okay.
Just like if you Google map and do a picture map of Washington, D.C., and you look at the Capitol area and you see that it is sitting in the middle of a great big pentagram, which if you, you know, you come out a little bit, is
you know,
the belly of a great big owl.
There's all sorts of interesting little things that you can find, and if you fold the dollar bill, it shows the World Trade Center crashing. Hold on, Joe.
Yeah.
We'll give you a fair shake. Hang on. We'll bring you back. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Mentioned it earlier when Crystal called in, and you could be a part of the Shrine as well. If you're a lady listener, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Or if you're a male listener, you should go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see our validated lady listeners. Women that have sent us photographs to prove that they listen to the show. You'll see what I mean. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Now then, Joe, we're bringing him back from Georgia because, now, Mark, you tried to tell me over the break, oh, I shouldn't have held on to Joe. I should have just let him go. But you know what? I want to give Joe a fair shake. You know, that's because Mark actually does get a paycheck from the NWO, Joe. That's kind of like a Free Talk Live secret.
I'm a card-carrying Templar Knight, actually.
Yeah, let's spend 5 minutes together alone in a room, see who walks out alive.
Now, Joe, all right. Now, you'd made a few points before we went to the break, and just didn't think, I felt like you didn't have enough time. And now you were pointing out all sorts of conspiracy things, which we've heard before on Free Talk Live. And I'm telling you, now, let me run through this here, Joe, and I'm going to ask you a question.
There's all symbolism all over the place.
I understand where you're coming from.
The Lady Paula last night just drove me absolutely batty. No. It's certain individuals that happen to have Eastern European and Germanic last names.
Everybody has their own level what do you call it, Mark?
Like Rockenfelder.
I understand. It's a tolerance level. Many people will say things like, it's the Jews or, you know, the people have their different theories. There's some people that believe that, in fact, it's lizard people from outer space.
Well, yeah, David Icke.
Right. And so these are the people that you're trying to separate yourself from.
Not necessarily, because we've all got valid points. There is something going on.
I see where you're coming from. But separating the
background that is plotting and planning and moving all the pieces.
But here's my point, Joe. So finding the needle of truth in the haystack of conspiracy theories out there isn't worthwhile. You can get on the air. You can get on the air and make all kinds of claims about the pentagram symbolism, the Illuminati symbolism. If you just look in the right places, you'll see it. And you know what? Maybe it is there. I've seen some of the videos. I've seen some of the conspiracy theories. Some of it's very, very interesting. But my question for you, Joe, is why is it relevant to me? Why should I care about all of this?
Because there is someone to blame for the way things are, all the way to and including what you guys are talking about tonight.
But I don't need someone to blame.
And the general thuggery that is going on,
I don't need
is
someone.
The responsibility of someone.
I don't need someone to blame to know, and I don't need to see a pentagram to know that the government is bad news. It's not just this set of officials, it's all of them. Of government as a concept in general is bad.
It's way beyond bad news now, guys. It's way, way beyond that.
What do you mean?
It is an evil force that is working to destroy this country, to destroy our liberties, to destroy the middle class, to merge us into a one-world government so they can all have their little piece of control.
Hold on just a second, Joe.
Who is at the top of every single one of these groups?
Hold on just a second. I understand they're all held at the very top by these powerful bankers or Eastern European people. Now, you notice how over time, you know, the church has had schisms and there's different denominations and, you know, rock bands, you know, the singer comes, the singer goes, there's, you know, they break up, they do their own projects. How come there hasn't been a split off splinter group of the New World Order that has broken off and then gone into competition with the current New World Order and therefore exposing certain aspects of each other? You know, this is one of the reasons that it seems so ludicrous to me.
Look at the Kennedy family and look what happened. No single family can have that much bad luck, guys. Come on.
You're saying the Kennedy family is trying to out the NWO or something? Is that what you're suggesting?
The Kennedy family has been fighting against this group, this other group.
So
for
Ted Kennedy's
decades.
A hero? Ted Kennedy's a hero?
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Kennedy can go in front of
this is
you know all. Ted Kennedy could call a press conference right now and get every media group right there in front of him, and he could reveal the whole thing. What you're claiming is ludicrous.
I'm talking about the brothers that confronted it.
Look,
the brothers.
Okay.
Are you telling me the Kennedys that some Kennedy out there right now couldn't call a press conference and take care of this whole Bilderberger nonsense?
Well, one of them had a nice chunk of media independent of the media conglomerate,
okay.
And he just happened to fall into, what's that area between Long Island Sound and Cape Cod? You know,
we're losing sight of the important point here, and that is that to me and to other liberty-minded people, Joe, all of this is entirely irrelevant. We don't need individuals to blame. We don't need to know who's behind the scenes. Maybe some of what you're saying is true. Maybe some of it is accurate. But the point is, none of it matters. What matters is getting the government cut back way, way down to size, to at least constitutional size, and I would like to see it get cut back even further to zero, because government is an agency, and I agree with you on this point, it is an evil force. It is. Government by itself is an evil force. It doesn't matter who's in charge. It's
bad.
In order to
cut it down, we are going to have to bring people to justice and not the justice.
No, you won't.
That
you'll never do it.
Today.
That's absurd.
They're in charge of the world, man. I mean, they're pulling the strings of every government and banking institution. And I mean,
it's what they say.
They have all the ships, the planes, the bombs. What are you going to bring to justice? I mean, if this ludicrous story that you're talking about is true, I mean, essentially what you want to do is bring a deity, you know, a demigod, to justice.
So you keep working for your justice, Joe, and you'll get nowhere, and we're going to keep working towards liberty, and we'll have success in the free state. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know what, Mark? I think you have a relevant email to address this whole conspiracy situation. From the Celestrian?
From the Celestrian, Mark, Ian, Wayne, and the rest of what remains of the free world, I was listening to your show last night on the podcast, because I no longer have a computer at work, and after hearing all the other conspiracy theories, I too must confess that I have one of my own. My conspiracy theory involves the most innocuous, sinister, insidious group of all. The Boy Scouts. Yes, that's right. The Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order.
Who would have thought?
However, unlike your other callers, I will explain how the Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order. Other than just saying, the Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order as many times as I possibly can in an effort to subconsciously seed that phrase into your mind.
There's a secret pentagram badge, isn't there?
I will now illustrate why the Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order. First, have you ever seen a Boy Scout? Boy Scouts are nothing more than NWO's Hitler Youth. Notice how I incite an emotional response by saying Hitler. Oh, crap.
The computer crashed?
Got a computer problem. Okay, I got it. Notice how I incite an emotional response by saying Hitler. The Boy Scout uniform consists of brown shirt uniforms. That's right. They're not just fascist totalitarians. They're communists, too. That feature much of the trappings found on a military uniform. Badges, DEN numbers, which is their secret NWO code for regiment division number, and ranks. Cub Scouts, Weeblos, that's the most unfortunate name ever, by the way. Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts. They also display badges, which which cover in my second point, which provides more evidence of how the Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order. Boy Scouts are clearly being trained as shock troops for the impending Armageddon, because every Boy Scout learns survival skills such as camping, tying knots, hunting for food, and the use of basic weaponry, including knives, bows, arrows, and in some cases, firearms. They receive special badges when they attain a certain level of competency.
All right, we're coming back with more as to his conspiracy theory as to how the Boy Scouts are part of the NWO. More on the way. Could be true. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again.
Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, well, for instance, voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. The whole process takes you less than a minute. Makes a big difference for us because your votes all total up to keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And you can head over and see that for yourself. Vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. Takes you less than a minute and helps bring new people to the message of freedom and liberty. If that's important to you, vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a conspiracy theory. The Boy Scouts apparently are actually members of the New World Order, as some of the conspiracy theorists love to promote. And the Celestrian is promoting his own version of the theory, suggesting that they're brown shirts and that they're trained to become shock troops. And where, what else, Mark?
Well, he said they receive hunting and fishing badges, which is clearly a stepwise conditioning process to making the children insensitive to violence. And most importantly, when they commit acts of violence against other living things. Why would children need to learn survival and weapon skills if they were to live in a modern world with modern conveniences and such skills have been largely rendered obsolete? This is clearly because the Boy Scouts are training their kind to become self-sufficient killers so they can continue to survive once they have killed their parents at the behest of their NWO masters. Even without the other claims, this conclusively proves that Boy Scouts are part of the New World Order. It's right there. It's right there in the Scout's Oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country. You see, this part encourages Scouts to blindly serve laws of the country, making the Boy Scouts mere automatons of their NWO masters, ready to kill without question of the morality of their actions. And to obey Scout law, this is a part of he's breaking down the Scout Oath. And to obey Scout law, you see, this is clearly shows that Boy Scouts, when they obey their law and not the Constitution or the basic laws of freedom and individuality or the laws of their country, making them beholden only to their NWO masters, ready to kill without the morality of their actions. Yes, to help other people at all times. I'm sorry, there's something in here I wasn't supposed to read. to help other people, some of my own notes. To help other people at all times. You see, this part clearly shows that Boy Scouts will help other people to their deaths or enslavement. That's right.
Yes.
It's right there in black and white. To keep myself physically strong. You see, this part is clearly a hangover from the Hitler Youth, which, in an effort to ensure a capable fighting army for years to come, encourages their kids to be physically fit. Mm. It's right here at this website, www.geocities.com/shire/9822/boyscouttruth.com. This shows how there are droves of Boy Scouts.
That's not a legitimate website.
No,
it's only legitimate if it's at freewebs.com.
I love all that, those slashes, though. That shows how the Boy Scouts are training for war in the forest groves of America. And even Alex Jones is currently working on a documentary about that now. Let's see. Mentally awake and morally straight is still part of the Scout oath. You see, this part clearly shows that Boy Scouts are mentally brainwashed to accept their role in the NWO and are thus awake to the reality that all of us are blind to. The morally straight part clearly illustrates how the NWO hates gays and will bring about a religious war upon all people of the world.
Mm.
Can't you see it?
I hate atheists, too.
I'm just giving you the information, guys. Fourth, Boy Scouts are clearly part of the other tribe of Israel, because this all goes back to the times of Israel. You see, Jesus came to stop this, and it is the Boy Scouts, then called the Per Explorator. I don't know what that means. Greek. It's probably Greek for Boy Scouts. Named so after their Jewish masters as an armed Roman front to enforce their edicts given to them from Satan, that were really that really killed Jesus.
He's done such a good job with this, I'm glossing over.
And has since tried to stop the message of their involvement from being spread. Hey, don't believe me, I'm just giving you the information. Go look up the information for yourself at www.geocities.
800-259-9231, very cute. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, dude, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, with all this stuff that's going on with the Browns and the war on drugs and everything, I have a copy of the For a New Liberty,
mm-hmm.
Murray Rothbard's book.
Okay.
I started listening to it tonight, and I heard something that kind of caught my ear, and I thought it was kind of optimistic for anyone who's working towards liberty. They were talking about kind of the history of libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhat of a new libertarian, so a lot of this might be old news to some people out there, but I'm sure there are others who haven't heard this before.
Okay. Give it to us.
Apparently in the, I guess it was the early 1800s, when Jefferson was the president, there was a lot of partisanship going on between them and the Federalists.
Mm-hmm.
The Federalists wanted high military expenditures, a central bank, protective tariff, direct federal taxes, and public works.
Right, Hamilton and his crew, right.
Yes. And so I guess it was the War of 1812. It didn't say specifically in here. And afterwards, we actually were under Federalists for a while. And after a while, Andrew Jackson came in with the Democratic Party, and they destroyed the central bank, retired the public debt, and separated the government from the banking system until 1840, when Van Buren was defeated by William Henry Harrison, that's right.
Okay.
And brought the Federalism back again, and that's basically what we've had since.
And you're just giving us a history lesson, or what was the point?
The point is, if history does repeat itself, like people say it does, I think this is kind of optimistic that, you know, we can take it back again.
Oh, absolutely we can. That's why we've joined the Free State Project and moved to New Hampshire. And
Just say it's happened before, and I think it can happen again.
Excellent. And, you know, it's good to be optimistic. I know Harry Brown, who I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. That's thanks to him that I'm here today, I think. Harry Brown always said that he had Pollyanna syndrome because he was just so optimistic all of the time about the chances for liberty. There's no point in being a pessimist. And I think that that's what you see to tie it back into the conspiracy theorists. They're all pessimists. They all believe the world is controlled. You don't have a possible chance of winning in this new world that we have here in America. But no, I think they're wrong. There is a chance to win. We can change the hearts and minds of Americans, bring back liberty in the United States, and maybe even the whole world. It is possible. And, you know, even if we can't bring it back to the whole U.S., at least we can do it in one place in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. Let's go to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I know we only had a few moments here. I was a Boy Scout for 4 or 5 years.
Yes. And, did you ever have a secret satanic ritual that they put you through?
No, but I know a lot of the younger kids did gay stuff in their tent at night. Oh, my God. That's where me and Mark learned it. You know, I met him in Boy Scouts, actually.
Really? I believe
it. Yes, true.
God.
Did you show him the ropes, or was it the other way around?
We both showed each other our own ropes and learned how to tie knots with them.
I see.
But anyways, about that, you know, they do have the Explorer Troop, which is like a paramilitary kind of deal in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, do they?
And then there was this one kid I know that made an Eagle Scout. He went nuts. He ended up stabbing his pregnant wife not too long ago.
Wow.
Man.
Freaking just freaked out.
Well, there was that other story that we did, I think it was last week that we read, an Eagle Scout who was in his 50s ended up killing his roommate over him being an atheist.
Right, but this kid was, he was already whacked. I've known him since, you know, I was in Boy Scouts since like third grade, and I dropped out a long time before, you know, this incident. But he went all the way to Eagle Scout. He's only my, you know, our age, 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his wife came home one night and found him stabbing the cat, and he turned around and started stabbing her.
Stabbing the cat.
So back in the day, did you and Mark share a sleeping bag together?
It's called hot bunking. We do it frequently. But what
know,
I really call
I'd like to point out right here that, in fact, Dead Meat is your age and could be in a, could have been in Boy Scouts with you.
So you were his scoutmaster, is what you're saying.
He's 10 years younger than I am. So there's no way we were in Boy Scouts together.
If you were the scoutmaster, it certainly is.
Yes, well, I've
and don't lie, Mark, don't lie.
All right.
Anyway, I called to talk about a county commissioner I did battle with tonight, but that's going to have to wait for another night.
Very good. We look forward to it, Dead Meat. And thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Hot, what was it, hot bunking?
Hot bunking. It's actually what the term is. In jails where they don't have enough space, actually, I think it works best, works mostly in the military, but in some jails where they don't have enough space for inmates to sleep, they sleep in sort of shifts. You know,
wow.
So the ones work at night and some work during the day, and they share a bed.
And if they're sharing it together, then it's hot bunking.
Well, they share, no, they don't sleep together.
Oh.
No, they just share the same bed.
All right.
At different times.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is